Well, I guess I'll make my own way. It's a circle, a mean cycle. I can't excite you anymore. Where's your gavel, your jury? What's my offense this time? You're not a judge, but if you're gonna judge me, we'll sentence me to another life. Ignorance is your new best friend. And this is the best thing that could have happened. Any longer and I wouldn't have made it. It's not a war, no, it's not a rapture. I'm just a person, but you can't take it. The same tricks that once fooled me, they won't get you anywhere. I'm not the same kid from your memory. Well, now I can fend for myself. Don't wanna hear your sad song, I don't wanna feel your pain. When it's over, it's not my fault.
Is an absolute crack. In fact, two great songs back to back. Blur, Charmless Man, then into Paramore. Ignorance, absolutely lovely. What was Ignorance, wasn't it? I never know the names of the Paramore songs, but I just love the Paramore songs, but I never know the name of them. Speaking of not knowing the name.
Back by popular demand, this is Rob DJ's Pub Quiz. Only on Radio X.
And here he is, it's Rob. We are Premier League.
Yeah.
Say what?
I see Anfield, Rob.
Yeah, defo.
Great. Oh, well done. What a congratulations.
What a night last night.
Just think, in a year's time, we'll be saying stupid Premier League. Nobody wants to be in it anyway.
So much better.
Somebody texted earlier, Ipswich fan went, don't do it. It's overrated.
Yeah, we'll be like that. Best of luck, Wrexham.
Yeah.
So you were at the game last night, Rob?
I was at the game last night, yes. Great atmosphere, fantastic game, 4-0. And we just need to go and do Plymouth now, and then we've cracked it, haven't we?
Now, Rob, what's all the rubbish I'm reading about Farker?
I think it is just rubbish.
Is it?
Yeah.
You've got to give the man a chance.
You've just been promoted.
It's really...
You're reading stuff about Daniel Farker.
It's really lazy sports journalism.
Yeah.
They were on it on Talk Sport within seconds.
Right.
What about Daniel Farker? You know, his Premier League record, blah, blah. Shut up, Jim.
He won't go anywhere, will he, Rob?
No. We love him. Yeah. We love him. We love the Farker.
Yeah. I mean, would you not fancy Jose Mourinho, Ellen Road, Rob?
No, because he'd just waste all the money, wouldn't he? He'd buy about three players and then he'd bugger off.
And he'd disappear.
I say Daniel Farke got us to this position. Let's see what he can do.
Give him a chance.
And
give
by the way, let's be honest, it's not a fair fight in that league.
Mm.
It's not a fair fight. We will start off the next season in the Premier League with Liverpool and Manchester City and Arsenal and all of that, Spurs, and everybody is on 0 points.
Yeah.
But it's not a fair fight at all, especially for the teams going up with money.
Money, yeah. But you have got some Red Bull money behind you now.
Yeah, that's the Red Bull and the 49ers.
Yeah.
And we're going to find out if they like spending it or they like keeping it.
Exactly.
Anyway, so you were there last night. What have you got around your neck there, Rob?
Oh, I've got a scarf that the club give every supporter.
They give them?
The seats.
Yeah. It was either every fan who went to the game last night gets a free scarf.
Right.
Or we can buy four new players.
Right.
And everybody got a scarf.
Yeah, so lovely.
Yeah, it's a good decision.
Nice scarf, though.
Something special last night.
You know, you are a proper Leeds fan, aren't you?
Proper Leeds fan.
Yeah. Proper Leeds fan. Is that photo I can see on the screen, is that taken from your seat?
Yeah.
Is it, Rob?
Yeah, it is.
Where is it taken from?
Box at the back of the South
Stand. Yeah, that's
stand.
Right. Oh, box. That's Rob DJ's box at the back of the South Stand. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Lovely. Nice. Yeah, man of the people.
Yeah.
Man of the people. That's it.
Right, well,
you take soft phones out of your area. Yes. You don't want to cheat your bits on my quiz.
Off.
Hey, come on.
James, he's trying his best. Come on.
Question number one.
Who scored the first goal in last
year? How brilliant are Leeds on a scale of 10? 1 to 10.
Which group released the number one album, Keep the Village Alive, in 2015? Released the number one album, Keep the Village Alive, in 2015?
Yes, Pippa, write that down. You were right with your first thought.
Yes.
Keep the Village Alive.
By the way, the images of the new Elland Road extension, I'm just looking at it now.
Yeah.
Oh, it looks fantastic.
Will they extend onto where your box is, Rob?
No, they can't do the south stand because of Elland Road.
Ah, right, okay.
So they're doing the cop and the west stand.
Oh, great.
I think they're doing what Liverpool did and coming up the top, I think.
Oh.
So they can keep it open and then...
I tell you what, the most unbelievable thing about the extension plans for Elland Road that I'm looking at the photos, Rob, is that lovely, neat car park.
I know.
You'd take your life in your own hands when you used that back in the day. Anyway, sorry.
Fullerton Park. Question number two.
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 For Dom. Liverpool won the Premier League on Sunday.
Yes.
But how many clubs have won the Premier League since it was introduced in 1992?
Ooh.
Oh, stop.
That's a great question.
Liverpool won the Premier League on Sunday, but how many clubs have won the Premier League since it was introduced in 1992?
No one knows.
That's a great question, isn't it?
You'll forget about one of the clubs.
Yeah.
I'm sure you will.
I think we've got the one that you think we would have forgotten.
I haven't.
Do you think so?
I think I have, actually.
No clue.
Question number three. In which decade was Netflix launched?
Oh, that's a great question.
Making you think today.
These really are good questions. Oh, you really
question
are.
Question number four.
Question number four.
Question four.
Question four.
Question four.
Question four.
What's the smallest country in the world? The smallest country in the world?
Got it.
Have you?
Yeah.
Is it? Oh, well.
Spain.
Is it?
Yep.
You just said that out loud, silly.
Oh, sorry, sir.
Oh,
Dom. Sorry.
And finally, question number five.
And finally, question number five. Anybody?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I've written five answers already. How have I done that? Finally, question number five.
Finally, question five.
Finally, question number five. Finally, question number six.
Which actor provided the voice of Kids TV's Danger Mouse? Which actor provided the voice of Kids TV's Danger Mouse?
Do, do, do,
Well, that's the question's done. I'll back with the answers after these messages from our sponsors only on Radio X.
The Chris Moyles Show.
Thank you, Rob.
Radio X. The Chris Moyles Show.
With Škoda. Plug in, charge up, jump in.
Radio X.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Booking geniuses. Get free airport lounge access when you book a five-star holiday with On The Beach. Feet up, fill your boots. Una drink, por favor. On The Beach. Boot like a genius. Holiday like a fool.
Conditions apply. 7-night minimum stay. Outbound only from selected airports for up to 6 people. At all protected.
On The Beach.
Screwfix Sprint delivers from store to door in as little as 20 minutes. Only $4.99. Available exclusively on the Screwfix app. Conditions and geographical restrictions apply. Selected products.
Girls!
It's bed.
Bedtime.
Bedtime.
One more ring.
I'm almost done.
Okay, kiddos.
That's enough.
Time's up.
On to the app.
Your Wi-Fi is going off.
Going off.
Off.
Oh!
Manage your kids' time online with EE Wi-Fi controls, helping them to switch off and drift off. Search EE Broadband.
Eligibility criteria apply. New EE Broadband customers.
You're curious, inquisitive. You've heard about People's Postcode Lottery and you want to join. Just sign up using your postcode and you'll be automatically entered into all draws. And with a share of £15.6 million to be won in our May draws, your postcode could be next. For the chance to win, sign up before midnight tomorrow. Is your door in the draw? People's Postcode Lottery manage lotteries on behalf of good causes. 18 plus conditions apply. Play responsibly. Not available in Northern Ireland.
At Waitrose, you can now get your everyday essentials at new lower prices. So, honey's lower, onions are lower, cucumber, pork mince, potatoes, tea bags, chickpeas and mature cheddar are all lower, lower, and yep, you guessed it, lower. Get all these and more everyday essentials at new lower prices at Waitrose. Shop in-store or online at waitrose.com today.
Selected lines and stores subject to availability. Minimum online spend and delivery charges apply. Prices may vary in Channel Islands, Little Waitrose and Partners and Concessions.
Now, focus on your car. That's right. The one you're ready to sell. See it clearly in your mind, waiting to be sold. We can make it disappear. Just watch carefully. Your car, sold, collected and paid for in almost no time at all. Start selling your car today. It's not magic. It's Motorway.
One day I'll fly away.
Johnny Vaughan.
Queen used to wake up this every morning. She'd have her own
personal piper. Yeah. Why was that?
I don't know. What if she just pressed his head, it stopped?
Oh, no! I've pressed snooze. It's been snooze.
Excuse me, Mom! Am I on snooze? Oh! You're on snooze!
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
This afternoon from 4.
With British Airways Holidays. Choose from over 40 European destinations from London Gatwick.
Radio X. Radio X.
The Chris Moyles Show.
Let's get back to Rob DJ's Monday Night Pub Quiz, shall we?
Radio X.
The answers to Rob DJ's Monday Night Pub Quiz after My Chemical Romance, where they sing...
They're gonna clean up your looks with all the lies in the books to make a citizen out of you. Because they sleep with a gun and keep an eye on you, son, so they can watch all the things you do. Because the drugs never work, they're gonna give you a smirk, cause they got methods of keeping you clean. They're gonna rip up your heads, your aspirations to shreds. Another cog in the murder machine. They set out teenagers scare the living out of me. They can care less as long as someone don't bleed. So talk in your clothes. Boys and girls in the clique, the awful names at the stick. You're never gonna fit in much, kid. But if you're troubled and hurt, what you got under your shirt, we'll make them pay for the things that they did. They said, I'll teenagers get the living out of me. They can kill us as long as I want to bleed. So talk in your clothes, I'll strike a violent pose. Maybe they'll leave you alone, but not me.
Every last second there of My Chemical Romance. Sorry, Toby Tarrant's walking into the studio, and as you know, you have to watch the microphone levels when Toby walks in.
Yes, exactly.
Yes. Morning.
Are you wearing a toweling dressing gown this morning?
That's nice.
This is my new shirt that I treated myself to. This is going to be a bit more of my vibe now, I've decided.
Okay.
I like it.
This is your summer wardrobe.
Yep.
It's a bit Pablo Escobar, isn't it?
Yes, thank you.
In a really
and
good way.
I sell loads of drugs.
No.
Oh, yeah, on air, I don't sell drugs.
No, you don't.
Yeah, yeah.
Wink,
Chris.
You're not a pharmacist anymore, Toby.
Oh, yeah.
You're a DJ, remember?
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely don't buy drugs off Toby.
No, wink, nudge. No, you don't. Okay, Toby, you're not related to Pablo Escobar. Your dad hosted Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. He wasn't the biggest drug dealer on planet Earth.
I always get those two mixed
up. Okay. Hello, Arcom.
Who did Man Oh Man? Was that Tarrant or Escobar?
That's Tarrant.
Got you.
Okay, and you are Toby Tarrant, not Toby Escobar.
Okay, got you.
Wink, wink.
That shirt's really taking
it. It's a toweling, towely shirt. Now, is it cool to wear? Because when I was on holiday, it was boiling, and they've sold a lot of shirts in that material, and I'm like, that looks really heavy.
It's not as cool as my usual Hawaiian shirt number, I'd say. Mm-hmm. I think I wouldn't wear this much over about 24 degrees. That's my limit.
What's the weather going to be today, Dom?
24 and a half degrees.
Oh,
God. Sadly. Yeah.
Well, let's do Rob DJ's Monday Night Pub
this
Quiz.
This is Rob DJ, back by popular demand.
I'll play the right jingle.
This is Rob DJ's Pub Quiz, only on Radio X.
Oh, my God, what's wrong with me today?
By popular demand.
By the way, just to warn you, there is a question in here which you're going to... It's going to really distract you from the rest of the quiz.
Okay.
And here comes Rob DJ.
So, how happy is everybody? Me and Chris are very happy, and Dom...
Morning, Rob.
We're very happy.
We're very happy.
Yeah, Dominic's happy, Toby's happy, Captain's happy, I'm happy, you're happy, Pippa's happy because she gets to see us every day.
But James...
And James...
No, I'm sad.
Right. Carlisle United were relegated.
Didn't
Yeah, Rob, he didn't even know. That's how little interest he has. He didn't even know.
I pushed it out of my brain because I couldn't believe the news.
who's the manager there now?
That new guy. Sorry, I've just got an email.
No, you haven't. I'm talking to you. Don't read your emails.
You're just on Google, James.
No, I'm not. What was your question?
What's your email say?
Mark Hughes. Oops.
Right.
See, I do know stuff.
He won't be there long, I don't think.
Hey. Anyway, quiz time.
Quiz time. All right, quiz time. Here we go then. Come on.
Question number one. Which group released the number one album, Keeping the Village Alive, in 2015? Pippa.
I don't know.
Say it.
Stereophonics.
James.
I don't know. Stereophonics.
Dom.
Stereophonics.
Captain?
I don't know. Stereophonics.
Toby?
I'll be honest, I think it might be Stereophonics.
Oh,
oh dear.
They're Welsh.
Oh, dear. That
they're Welsh.
Really
all right, Pablo.
They're of Indians' number one band, according to Toby Tarrant, Stereophonics.
Stereophonics.
Hey, well done, Pippa.
And Kelly is a Leeds fan.
Sorry, Wales.
He is a Leeds fan, yeah.
Kelly is a Leeds fan.
Now, are you ready, Toby? Mm-hmm. You're going to love this.
Question number two.
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 Question number two. Da, wah, wah, wah.
Liverpool won the Premier League on Sunday, but how many clubs have won the Premier League since it was introduced in 1992?
Give me one sec.
Okay. Well, shall we come back to it?
Yes, please.
Okay. Yeah,
let's come back to it.
We'll come back to question number two. Question number three.
Question number three.
Question three.
Question number three.
Question number three.
Question number three.
Oh, go ahead. You are. In which decade was Netflix launched?
You're looking for random
games.
I'm going to say the 90s.
Captain?
I've said the noughties.
Pippa?
I've also said the noughties, but it's usually earlier than you think, isn't it? But noughties.
Chris?
90s.
Dom?
90s, and I can tell you why at some point, I think.
And Toby?
What was the question?
What year was Netflix launched?
Decade.
What decade was Netflix launched?
Did it start as Love Film or something? I'll say 90s.
Okay, interesting.
It
was the 1990s.
It was a film delivery service, basically, wasn't it?
I've still got Anchorman on DVD. I'm just saying it now. Really? I've been holding it in for years with so much guilt, but yes, I've still got one. It was from Love Film.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
used to get a DVD delivered through your door. That's basically what they did. It was so bizarre. That was their first.
Do you still get?
I do.
I get.
I love film.
Mm. What sort?
Question number four.
What sort of film?
Question number four.
Action.
Question four.
Question four.
Action. Four. Question number four.
What's the smallest country in the world, Chris?
Now I'm going to get this wrong, but I'm going to say that you said Luxembourg, but I don't think it is Luxembourg.
Pippa?
In fact, no, it's not.
Is it the Vatican City?
No.
Wrong.
Vatican City.
No.
James.
Vatican City.
No.
Captain.
Vatican City.
No.
Toby.
Vatican City.
It is the Vatican City.
Yeah.
So the first thing that came to my head was Vatican City, but then I thought it's got the word city in it.
I know. It's a bit,
I never know when something's a principality or when it's...
Well, Luxembourg is a duchy.
Yeah.
Mm.
Monaco is a principality, I think, isn't it?
Yeah. And Sheffield is a city.
Is it?
Yeah. So that's the way you remember it.
Finally, question number five.
Which actor provided the voice of kids' TV's Danger Mouse? James.
David Jason.
Ha.
Mm.
Captain.
David Jason.
Ah.
Dom.
David Jason.
Pippa.
David Jason.
Toby.
The guy that does Wallace and Gromit, Peter Salis, or whatever his name is. Maybe.
Chris?
David Jason.
It was David Jason.
I didn't know.
Now we need to go back to question number two.
So we go back to question number two. Liverpool won the Premier League on Sunday, but how many clubs have won the Premier League since it was introduced in 1992? Toby, I've given you some time to think about it. What's your answer?
I've written Blackburn, Man United, Arsenal, Chelsea, City, Leicester, Liverpool. Seven.
Dom?
Did Leeds win it?
Back in the day.
I don't think so.
I put seven, but then I put eight because I have a feeling that Leeds may have won it in like 92 or something.
Captain?
I put seven.
Pippa?
Okay. I guessed at seven.
Oh.
James?
Doesn't matter. 12.
12.
Chris?
I wrote Liverpool, Man City, Leicester, Man United, Arsenal, Chelsea, and then you said there's one that everyone forgets about, so I made it seven.
Mm.
Smart.
The one you forget about is Blackburn Rovers.
Yes.
Won it in 1995, so it is seven.
Oh, damn it!
I'd written all that down thinking you'd just add Leeds. Because you always
Dom.
Do.
No.
Dom, just to let you know, Leeds were the last winners of the old First Division in 1992.
Right, okay.
The next season, that's what the Premier League started.
Okay.
Is that why you put 12, James?
Oh, we've got a full house then.
What were the other teams on your list, James?
Colchester.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Carlisle.
Mm-hmm.
Cheltenham.
Or the Sea Towns.
Yeah.
Crewe Alexandra.
Crewe Alexandra. Yeah.
And
Cambridge.
Right.
Cardiff.
Yeah. So we put 13 teams down.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. There you go. Well, Rob, thank you very much.
Thank you, guys. Anybody get 5 out of 5, by the way?
I would have done if I wasn't trying to second guess you.
So you didn't then?
No, I didn't.
Did anybody get 4?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well done.
We all did.
We all got 4. Everybody got 4. You're all top of the league today.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You're all top of the league.
We are, aren't we? We are top of the league, so we are top of the league.
Top of the league.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what that's like, Toby, being top of the league?
I know exactly what it's like.
Yes, you do.
Funny.
Right, Rob, thank you very much, my love.
Cheers, guys.
See you later. Rob
Bye.
DJ.
Bye.
This is Rob DJ's Pub Quiz on Radio X.
Right. Mm-mm-mm. Old Towel Shirt is getting ready for his request hour, which is coming up next at 10 o'clock this morning. If you like a song being played on the radio, what a lovely thing. It's so exciting to have a song played and your name read out on the radio. So why don't you WhatsApp Toby now and he might just play your song. He might say hello to you. Probably won't.
Yeah, can't guarantee, can you?
No, I get distracted very easily.
Yeah.
0330 33 33 100. That WhatsApp number works anywhere in the world. 0330 33 33 100.
Do you ever listen to your mates on the radio and then text them and then get a shout out? Because even though I'm on the radio every day, it's still exciting.
I've done it. We were in the car driving somewhere and I text Dan Gasser and he gave me a mention with the children. In the back of the car. Oh, it was huge excitement.
Buzzing.
Paddy McGuinness said hello to me a couple of weeks ago.
Did he? On the radio?
Yeah.
Oh, it was great, isn't it?
So
where were you going?
We were coming back from a gig.
Oh. And he said hello to you. That's really cool.
Yeah.
My mate used to do Capital Weekender, and so we'd always have her on in the car when we were going on a night out, so I'd always get the taxi driver a shout-out. But it would be obvious, because it would go, Steve, Toby, Adam, and Raoul would like a shout-out.
I get, do you know what? To this very day, every time I go on holiday, if I go to the gym in the afternoon, I listen to Capital Dance, and I'll always send a photo of me in the gym to Mr. Jam, and then 5 minutes later, he always says hello to Chris, who's listening in the gym.
Yeah, you
know
always exciting.
It's so much fun. So why didn't you try it? 0330 33 33 100. Tomorrow, Catherine Ryan is coming in to see us.
Great.
Have a great Tuesday. Enjoy the weather. We'll see you tomorrow.
Good night, everybody.
Cauliflower's fluffy and cabbage is green.
The Chris Miles Show.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With the new all-electric Skoda Enyaq. Less to think about with keyless entry.
Radio X. In 1925, McVitie's invented the chocolate digestive. A century later, nothing else has come close. Early man may have invented the wheel, but McVitie's improved it with a thin layer of milk chocolate. Yes, 100 years of inventions later, there's still nothing that compares to a McVitie's chocolate digestive. And for your chance to win a nice staycation in an iconic British city, tell us your favourite invention of the last 100 years at radiox.co.uk.
This is it.
Level 23.
Final.
Let's go. Almost.
Help.
Guys.
All right, I need more power.
Boost your broadband to turbocharge your gaming and reduced lag with EE Wi-Fi Enhancer. This is broadband made for gaming. Search EE Broadband.
Wi-Fi Enhancer available with Smart Hub Pro and Smart Hub Plus. Terms apply.
If you were missold a home on a holiday park, holidayparkadvicecentre.co.uk could help you receive compensation. Text ADVICE to 78900.
Hearty Food Co. Spaghetti. Price matched at only 28p for 500 grams at Tesco. To create a traditional spaghetti bolognese when impressing friends, or a not-so-traditional spag bol for after-school tea. That's true value. Tesco. Every little helps.
Serving suggestions. Price match 22nd of the 4th pro rata. Visit GBLD. Check twice weekly. Excludes promos. Selected stores excludes Express and Northern Ireland. Details at tesco.com/aldi price match.
Hello, UK. At Benenden Health, we offer access to affordable private healthcare.
We like affordable.
You'll love this then, Roz. You see, we're all about our members, not profit.
What's the
price, Angelo? It's less than £16 per person per month.
Can anyone join?
Yes, Sam. 870,000 people and thousands of businesses are already with us. So, what are you waiting for? Search Benenden Health for affordable private healthcare. Wait periods apply, including for surgical treatment. Not all treatments covered. Other limits and exclusions apply. Visit benenden.co.uk. Fee review periodically. UK only.
Radio X. News update. Next.
Got an unexpected message, phone call or email that claims to be from HMRC? Take care. It could be a criminal pretending to be us. To protect yourself, never rush to share personal information or part with your money. Learn to recognise signs of a scam, such as being put under pressure to share bank details. And if something seems fishy, report it to HMRC straight away by searching HMRC Scams on gov.uk. Protect, recognise, report.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
From Global's newsroom at 10, thousands of people are trying to get back to the UK now after a major power cut in Portugal and Spain left people stranded. It wasn't just airports affected. Trains stopped working, as did traffic lights, phones, the internet and ATMs. Is travel journalist Simon Calder.
By far the most hardest hit airport was Lisbon in Portugal, but they still got a fair number of flights away. They've cancelled 240.
In other news this morning, around 80 people have been told to leave their homes in northwest London after a fire broke out at an electrical substation. Thick smoke from Maida Vale can be seen across the skyline this morning. Helen Hoddenot is there for Radio X.
There's word here that an emergency area is being organised for these residents. Some of the more elderly residents have already been out in the street for hours this morning.
Three people have been hurt in a suspected gas explosion near Bristol. Crews were called to a house in Yate earlier this morning. And having already been promoted, Leeds United boss Daniel Farke says winning the championship title would be a fantastic bonus. They've moved closer to that. They got a 4-0 win over Bristol City last night. And the weather, a few showers for parts of Scotland. Dry, sunny and warm for the rest of the UK. Temperatures up to 25 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
Thank you, Dominic Byrne.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Thank you, Christopher Moyles.
It's Tuesday, 10 a.m. And for the next 60 minutes... you pick the playlist. The Request Hour with Toby Tarrant.
Radio X.
Okay, I'm feeling slightly more alert than this time yesterday. And I'm ready. Are you ready? Let's do this. Send me a WhatsApp. 0330-333-100. And let me know what song you'd like to hear this morning. Hello to Ash. He says, hi, Tobes. Can I request Jets? Are you going to be my girl, please? I'm out with the wife, Annabella, at the minute, and it's our anniversary 7 years today. Congratulations, you two. Have a lovely day. Yeah, the Request Hour Radio X starts with Jet.
So 1, 2, 3, take my hand and come with me because you look so fine that I really want to make you mine. Really wanna make you mine. 4, 5, 6, come on and get your kicks. Now you don't need the money when you look like that, do you, honey? Big black boots, long brown hair. She's so sweet with her get back stare. Well, I could see you hung with me, but you were with her. I said, are you gonna be my girl? It's 1, 2, 3, take my hand and come with me because you look so fine that I really wanna make you mine. I said, you look so fine that I really wanna make you mine. 4, 5, 6, come on and get your kicks. Now you don't need money with a face like that, do ya? Yeah. I know we ain't got much to say.
I said, are you gonna be my girl?
Gonna be my girl. 10:05 Tuesday morning, the request hour. Radio X. You know what to do. Send me a WhatsApp. Is there a song you'd love to hear this morning? Especially with the sun being out. 0330 333 100. That's the WhatsApp number. Dave in Bournemouth says, morning, Tobe. Please will you play This Is The One by the Stone Roses. Dave, what a brilliant choice. Radio X, the request hour.
We'll be right back.
Request Hour.
What's up your request? 0330 333 100.
Radio X.
One of these days, the ground will drop out from
Essex wanted to hear that and dedicate it to his dad Jerry as a reminder of their epic day seeing them in Belfast on their Concrete and Gold tour. Oh, I bet that was good. Belfast, what a city. Foo Fighters live, incredible. Before that, I played you the Stone Roses. This is the one. Loads of love for that. Hammy is listening, who says, Toby, a legend, proper goosebumps. I've never heard that Stone Roses track on the radio before. Well, that's the beauty of the Request Hour. This is also the beauty of the Request Hour. Oh, yes. Hello to Tom, listening on the beach, who has asked for Tenacious D and Tribute on Radio X.
This is the greatest and best song in the world. Tribute. Long time ago, me and my brother Kyle here, we was hitchhiking down a long and lonesome road. All of a sudden, there shined a shiny demon.